Today is Friday, the 11th of September, our fifth day in the week of prayer. As I enter prayer now, I pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter my scattered senses upon the presence of God.
John chapter 11, verse 17 to 27. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world."
Through Jesus, we have the sure promise of eternal life. This is a promise not just for the future, for the present. Eternal life starts now. His resurrection and life empowers our lives today. I take a moment to express to the Lord my need for him to renew me again, to empower me for the challenges I will face today. Come, Lord Jesus, I receive you now as the resurrection and the life. True life is found only in you. And I acknowledge today that you are the source of my life and strength. Lord, show me any areas of my heart that need to wake up and be renewed by you again.